This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, today we're taking a look at Onward Roseburg and also the warming shelter that is in place in downtown Roseburg. And Kimitha Stallings here from Onward Roseburg. I guess, first of all, explain more about your organization, what it's all about.
Good morning, Kyle. So Onward Roseburg is a homeless outreach program. I go out on the trails, in the parks, on the streets, and meet our homeless neighbors, get to know them, and find out what their needs are and how I can help them meet their goals.
So as you set this up as a formal organization, so are you like a 501c3 nonprofit, or how you set up?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit since February 2020.
So what led to forming this actual organization? Because I know you'd already been kind of doing some of this work anyway.
That's true. I began volunteering with the Dream Center, doing Under the Bridge, and with their warming center. But when we were doing the outreach under the bridge, I noticed that there are some needs that people had that were not being met. So I would come back and talk with them about how I could help. And I did that on a very part-time basis. But it did grow into Onward, and I'm continuing to fill those gaps.
I bet it's been running at 100 miles an hour for the last few months then.
Super true. Yeah. Yeah, it's been crazy.
So what led to you doing all this and being interested in this issue to begin with? It sounds like this goes back a ways for you.
I have an interesting history. I have homelessness in my history, and it's on my website. And so this is public information, but I have mental health issues, addiction issues, homeless issues, family court issues, and that is in my past. And so right now, I'm a homeowner with a healthy marriage and a college degree and a nonprofit business that I'm heading. So when I come from a place, coming up out of the pit, I can come into these camps and say, this doesn't need to be your final chapter. There's hope for you. I have hope for you. I see potential in you. What is your future going to look like? We can do this together.
And so I imagine it was quite a process to navigate through all the things you talked about and get from there to here.
Absolutely. I did not do those things on my own. There was always somebody giving me a hand up, and people who loved me when I didn't love myself, and resources that became available to me through connections that were brought to me.
So now that you've got this going, talk about the warming shelter. How did this all come together?
You know, it originally came together not with me, but with cooperation between the City of Roseburg, UCAN, and ADAPT, as well as the Roseburg Senior Center. And so UCAN stood this up, and they ran it for a week, and then the temperatures changed, and they handed it over to me in the beginning of January. So that's how it started. It's an ADAPT building, and ADAPT takes care of the building to this day. UCAN no longer staffs the warming center, but does help me pay the senior center for the meals that they cater. And everybody is like, just let me know what you need. We will help you. So everybody's very supportive. It's a community effort. The City of Roseburg continues to support us, the community at large, also volunteers and donations and funds as well.
It seems like as the issue of dealing with this situation has evolved over the number of years. At different points, different organizations have tried to do different things, but addressing these issues takes a lot of work, takes a lot of money to make things happen. And it seems like this kind of cooperative effort with everybody involved that you just mentioned, sort of taking a piece of the puzzle, has really been kind of a turning point.
Yeah, we've been working really hard in this community to build more of these coalitions. This one is new. You know, the Onward, UCAN, ADAPT Senior Center Coalition. That's new, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. There's other coalitions like Connecting Point, which is a Douglas County program, and that, at that time where we meet, there are a lot of organizations that meet together and share a space so that we can offer our services to the same individuals in one stop. And the HTAG meetings, that's again a bunch of providers that come together so that we can talk about how we are going to bring solutions to the homeless here in Roseburg.
When you talked about going out, the Under the Bridge, I think, group that I think you called it, what's it like the first time you go out and do that?
Shoot, that was a long time ago. I think the first time, and I truly believe that everybody should go out. We've had children go out with us as young as, you know, like 6 years old, and everybody should go out. I think that you don't know what to expect, and you go out, and you just kind of hang in the background until you feel like, hey, you know what, this is kind of fun, and I can really get into this. But the group is large enough where you can allow the other people to interact with the homeless people in the camps before you do, if you were interested in coming out. It happens on the first and third Saturday still to this day. And I don't know what it was like to be honest with you in the beginning. I think it was fine because I felt safe. I felt safe and supported, and we had a good program going. We're just bringing food to people who live outside, and it was all good.
I know that sometimes people want to help, but they're a little, you know, worried about getting into situations because they don't really know what kinds of folks they're going to encounter or what kinds of issues might come up.
Yeah, I hear that. But all I can tell you is that the people who live outside are probably a mirror image of the people who live inside. So every community has a different variety of people that live on a spectrum of behaviors. And the same is true outside as it is for house populations.
When you've talked to folks who are living in parks or various locations, do they have some things in common, but also maybe a lot of diverse backgrounds and experiences?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they vary in age. I do believe that we are having an aging population. I find a lot of older, sicker people who've been on the street for a long time, and it saddens me. But we do have young people, old people, men and women, veterans and non-veterans, people who are divorced, people who are widowed, people who are never married, as well as people who are homosexual, people who ran away from home. I mean, every story is unique. And I don't always ask what their stories are. I really want to look at the future rather than dig around in their past.
And I'm just told sometimes, though, a lot of people who end up in those situations didn't ever expect to be there.
Absolutely not. No, nobody wants to be here. Nobody expects it to happen to them. But life circumstances do hit. Things like medical bills, divorce, loss of job. Oh, wildfires.
Yeah, that too. And that's been a big impact. Have we had some folks that for at least a period of time ended up out camping because there wasn't help that they were able to access?
They're still out there.
So when you go out, has most of that been right around the city of Roseburg, or are there areas outside in some of the other communities?
So there are definitely homeless people outside of the Roseburg area. However, Onward is a Roseburg organization, so my focus is here.
So how's it been going this week? You've been open since Monday, and it's been an increasingly cold week, so I noticed because the shelter is across the street from our building, when I left last night, it looked like a lot of people were getting ready to come in.
That's right. They start lining up before we check in. So check-in is at 6 o'clock, and there is a line out front. Let's see. On Monday, I believe 48 people checked in, and the majority of them spent the night. A few come in for dinner and then go back to their camp. The next night, we had 49. Last night, we had 10 more cots delivered, and 9 of them went up. So the number just keeps on going up. And then in the morning, after people have been outside in the cold all night, they're welcome to come in, get warm, get a cup of coffee, have some breakfast before, you know, 7 o'clock, everybody's out the door again, which is a very cold part of the day. But we have volunteers that need to go to, like, their day jobs.
Timothy Stallings with us from Onward Roseburg. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Now also heard on 93.9 FM. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1 on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We're going to give you a little bit of a preview of the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Show happening next weekend, the 4th through 6th. Dana LaPrey, the executive officer with Home Builders, on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Timothy Stallings from Onward Roseburg in with us today, talking about the warming shelter available at Northeast Winchester in Roseburg. So what did that building used to be used for?
I'm not sure. The sign says it's an FCR building. It says administrative building, so I thought it was a call center, but I don't.
Okay, that's right. I forgot about that. You're correct. That is what it was. It's been sitting there for a while. And of course, there are a number of buildings that around the community that are vacant, but you've got different property situations. And this one seems like it's pretty well set up for what you need to do.
Yeah, this is a great property for what we need to do. We have separate sleeping areas. We have a large dining or public space where people can hang out. And that's also overflow with extra cots. We have a reception area for check-in that makes, you know, check-in pretty secure, and it just, you know, everything is separate and it just feels like very natural and professional. And then people can go down and to the end and enter the building at another entrance where they go into that public area where they can eat and hang out.
So what kinds of things are available other than just spending the night? What else do you have going on?
Well, I joke that this is two hots and a cot, but we do have supplies on hand, and that will vary from night to night and what donors bring. We gave out all of, it's been cold, right? All of the socks are here. No, we have socks. It is the gloves, the hats, the scarves, they're all going out. But we have some jackets, we have some donated clothing, we have snacks and ramen noodles. We have the dinners. We have some jackets. We have some emergency blankets, hygiene kits, kind of basic stuff like that.
So if somebody comes in, spends the night, gets some meals, but they can take some things out with them that they need and further help them out then.
Yeah, some small items, yeah.
So what about as we get into spring and it gets a little warmer, what do you see going forward because it won't be so cold at night?
Well, the building is going to be returned to adapt for whatever their purposes are for the building. So the warming center will not be there next year, and it will not be there after March 31st. So the next thing as far as, you know, shelters go are cooling shelters, right? and that won't be until probably July. But Onward will continue going on, hanging out with our homeless neighbors, helping them find their goals. We offer a variety of services, so we will not be out of work. We actually have a mobile unit, which is going to go out into the community, and we'll park at regular stops in town to bring our services where the people are at.
So how long have you had the mobile unit?
We've actually had it for a year, but it just got completed in November. And it's currently parked at the Dream Center, where I use it at Connecting Point every Monday.
So is that a kind of an RV type vehicle, or?
It's a shuttle bus that has been converted into an office space.
Wow. So a lot to do there. What about, I was looking at your website for just a little bit last night. I didn't get all the way through it, but it looks like you're really planning to have a lot of things. I mean, you're planning to continue to grow, I guess is how I'd say it.
You know, I just kind of like to be flexible, stay nimble, respond to the community need. And being a small organization, I'm able to do that. So as need comes, and it's something, I didn't think that I was going to be running a warming center. But a warming center was going to open, and it seemed like a natural fit for Onward. So we did that. And we are growing. Like every 6 months to a year, we're doing new things. We're starting new projects, and we're serving more people. And it's been awesome. It's been a ride, but it's been great.
Are there particular things that you want to get address maybe down the road a ways?
Well, I always said that I didn't want to shelter anybody because I don't like managing people. But at 8 o'clock this morning when there were still people in my building, I was managing people. So this sheltering thing is not – I didn't think that I wanted to do it, really. But I'm doing it, and it is a need. So there might be some more shelter in my future. We'll just have to see what doors open and where we fit in.
Looks like you've got some folks involved helping you with the organization, too.
Yeah, sure. I have an employee. I have many volunteers. And especially now, you know, with the warming center, that's all volunteer basis. So there's like 20, 25 people in a week that come in to make that work. And they are awesome volunteers. They are compassionate. They're knowledgeable. They are generous. I mean, I can't say enough about them. They're on time. Yeah, it's been great.
So how did you get connected with these folks? Did they just hear about it and get a hold of you somehow?
We have had a lot of publicity at the Warming Center. Some are holdovers from when UCAN ran it, and others came on fresh. And I think that I just, well, Gene McVeigh is the manager. He's like the building manager that ADAPT has kind of assigned to the building. And he has recommended some people that turned out to be awesome volunteers, regulars. Facebook, phone calls, they're just coming in. And of course, you know, I know a couple people.
So you've got people set up in shifts. And I'm curious, from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., is it pretty quiet, or are some people still up, or how does that work?
It is pretty quiet, but there's probably some people that are up. Because, well, why not?
Just a different sleeping schedule and that kind of thing.
That's it. Some people come in and they pass right out. And as the time goes on and the warming center becomes, they become more accustomed to the warming center, they feel safer there and they do sleep better and longer and harder because they feel like they can rest. And that feels good to me.
Is that an issue? I've been curious about that for people that are sleeping out in a park or wildland area or something. Because my understanding is it is really hard to just sort of really sleep.
It is. Yeah, I mean, you're just exposed and you're vulnerable. So you have to be careful, I guess. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been out there. But things can happen after dark.
And do a lot of folks that are find themselves in this situation, have they lost connection with family?
I want to say yes, but not all. Not everybody has lost connection with family. They just aren't with their family now. So lost connection is kind of maybe a strange word. Like they may know where their families are, but they don't, you know, they're outside and not living with their families for any number of reasons, which really are none of my business.
So if people want to get involved, whether it's with what you're doing this week or if there's another time here where we have cold weather coming up, how do they get connected with you?
So my Facebook page is Roseburg Warming Center by Onward, and there's always notifications out there when we're going to open. So if anybody was interested in volunteering, they could chime in there. The Warming Center opens, you know, at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on cold nights, and it is will be reported when we're going to open. So you can always pop in and see us. Donations can be dropped off while we're there.
And give folks the address if they're not familiar with it.
Yeah, it's 406 Northeast Winchester Street in Roseburg.
All right, Kimitha Stallings, Onward Roseburg. Thanks for coming in today. 1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.